All right, what is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of Saber Sims DFS Office Hours. Today is Thursday, August 28th of 2025. Looking ahead here, we had a four-match League of Legends slate earlier this morning. We had 31 matches of tennis this morning as well. We had 12-match like tennis night slate get underway a couple hours ago. We had a five-game MLB main slate get underway. For the rest of the day, we have a three-game MLB night slate, and then we have some college football action this afternoon, depending on what site you're playing on, different things going on. But there is a six-game main slate for DraftKings at 7 Eastern, and then there is a 5:30 p.m. Eastern main slate for FanDuel. So it should be a fun day of DFS today. For those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew, one of the coaches over here at SaberSim. This is a show where we go over how to use the SaberSim app, answer any and all DFS-related questions, get your questions in one of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and want to get access to that channel, there is a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual sport channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim team. Just can't say enough good things about the Discord. But with that said, we do this show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern, and then we do this show on Saturdays at 12:30 p.m. Eastern. So you can tune in any one of those days, get your questions answered. This will actually be our last show of the week. Going to be taking a couple days off here, so we will be back next week. But plenty of questions to get through today, so looking forward to it. Going to get SaberSim pulled up here, and we're just going to work from the top down. So looks like first question came in from Bob. Bob said, afternoon, Andrew, can you offer suggestions how to best curate a pool of 500 MLB lineups? I typically play 520 maxes. I play, 520 max dime times, one quarter jukebox, 20 entries in the mini max, 5 entries in the $1, 5 max, 1 entry in the single entry, $1, 10 entries in the solo shot, 1 entry in the $4. Time is a going concern, probably best to spread across multiple builds, but rarely have more than 30 minutes. I'm on the starter plan, and if I have them all in one build, how does the portfolio distribute them when they vary in amount and amount of entries and contest size? Okay, good. So very good question here. Me personally, what I would do, right? And let's say like this is, you know, going to be your contest selection for one of these afternoon slates, right? I would do it all in one build where, you know, you're going to end up having, you know, a bunch of different groups, right? And so some of them are going to be 20, some of them are going to be 5, some of them are going to be 1, you know, something like this. I might have done too many. 20, no, there's like multiple 20 maxes. Okay, like 20, 20, 1 again. And maybe another 20. So something like this, you know, like some dime time, some quarter jukebox. We had like the 5 max, a single entry, one in the $4, right? It'll look something like this. So the way the builder is going to prioritize this is from top down. And the way it prioritizes. What we found in like the back testing of the portfolio diversifier is that dollar per entry, if you optimize based on this, this is actually really good for you. So like, for instance, your $4 would be the top one. And then any of your $1 would be the second level. And then your 50 cent, and then your 25 cent, and then your 10 cent last. Okay. One thing I've done recently here is, you know, a lot of like the dime times and stuff. I know we're talking FanDuel here, but like, it's fine. It doesn't really matter. A lot of those dime times have like the same structure and they just like reopen throughout the day, right? So like you're like, hey, I'm playing 5, 10 cent, 20 maxes. Well, like all or most of them might be the exact same payout structure. So what I do is only run one contest sim for those and then group them all together. So like here, I would basically turn, if I had, you know, five of them, I would turn off four. I would leave one on because you're just running the same sim over and over again. And then the way I've been doing it is grouping the dimes together. So like, hey, create a group for all contests where name includes dime and then put them together. So if I had five of them, I would have one group with 100 lineups. If you're playing, say you're playing two dime times and they're like 1,100 entries, three dime times and they're 3,600, I just leave one of each on. So then I'm running two instead of five, right? I'm trying to cut down those sims, but I'm still grouping them together because I think they're going to play like really similarly. You could go like a step further and you could be like, okay, hey, I'm going to have a group for my dimes over 2,000 entries and then under 2,000 entries. And then you add like another requirement that says, okay, name is dime and entrance is less than 2,000. And then another one where entrance is greater than 2,000, right? So you could really, really get like hyper-specific if you want. But either way, that's kind of how I would recommend handling the dimes. The Portfolio Diversifier, remember, is going to put lineups into the top contest, and then it's going to consider those lineups when deciding which lineups go into the second contest, and then so on and so forth as it works its way down. But I think one build will save you a lot of time. You know, I know you mentioned like, hey, you know, rarely have more than 30 minutes. Like that's what SaberSim is set up for. And I think if you just kind of decide how you want to approach it, even if you did like do one group per contest, I think that's okay too, if you don't want to group them together. But one build should totally, totally serve your purpose. And then even on Starter, you will have access to Portfolio Diversity. So I would highly recommend using Portfolio Diversity. All right, next question. What do the symbols QB plus +1/1, QB plus +1, et cetera, refer to in the stack exposure section? And then when does a lineup belong to one of them but not the others? Thanks. Okay, good question. So our football projections aren't up yet. I don't know if I'm supposed to say it, but hopefully by the end of this week, they are up. Either way, we can go back to last season to talk about these. All right, so we go to the main. Okay, so we go to stack exposures. So the way you can think about this is that the plus means width. So I have 64% of my lineups, or 64% of my lineups have a quarterback with one player from the same team. These are position players. Think about running backs, wide receivers, tight ends. When they have the line, like this one does, or like some of these, right? You see the line. That means a player from the other team. So like these 32% of lineups have a quarterback with one of his position players, receiver, running back, tight end, and also a player on the other team. So like this lineup right here that we're looking at, this top one, is a QB plus +1/+1, right? It is Kyler Murray plus Trey McBride, and they're playing New England, and then it also has Hunter Henry. So that is our stack, the QB1, QB plus one, and then the one player on the opposing team. So QB plus zero would mean a quarterback with none of his position players, but one player from the other team in like the second example given there. So it is looking at these and then it is tallying them all up and telling you what you do and don't have as far as stacks go. All right, next question. Hey, Andrew, can you please clarify if the FanDuel single game issues are for CFB only, or will it be an issue for NFL single game too? Thanks in advance. It is only an issue for college football, but we can actually talk about that real quick. Oops, that's not what I wanted. So we didn't support college football FanDuel single game for week one, just so you guys are aware. But we will support it for tonight. So we've turned off the banner that says we do not support college football single game. There is one small caveat. We got it working, but our ownership is not working at the moment. So unless that's changed. Interesting. I see ownership. I think contest sims aren't working specifically. I'm like almost positive of that because I haven't heard anything new with regard to that. So let's just try. Why not? Good question to answer while these lineups run. Is there a green check mark next to teams for NCAA football and NFL when lineups are final? There are not check marks for football in general, college and NFL. They technically don't like release a like, hey, this is who is going out for like snap one. But our final sims typically run 60 minutes before lock for NFL. For college football, news is worse in college sports in general. But you cannot do not expect to see check marks for football sports specifically. I think we have it for NHL goalies get confirmed, but not lines. We have it for NBA. We have it for MLB. I think those are the only sports I can think of that have check marks. We don't have WNBA yet. But yeah, no check marks for NFL. Good question. And yeah, no problem. Totally understand where the question's coming from. Okay. Back to the college football. So, lineups ran, which is good. Let's see if we turn one of these on when it happens. Because it's possible there was some new development between Showtime and last thing I heard here. Okay. Yeah, so I don't think it's... Okay, yeah, contest sim failed. Okay, that's what I was expecting to happen. But there is a way you could still use the contest sim. You can sim against your own build if you want to. So what I would do is change build of the field lineups to build one. Go back to my build. And then I would try running this. This should work. I shouldn't need an entry file. Let's try one more time. If not, if this doesn't work, I would just use SaberScore. But this was the one thing I was told was not working with regard to college football. So this does not surprise me. Okay, I don't think it's going to work. If you do ultimately end up uploading an entry file and you want to try to sim against your own build, go for it. If that doesn't work, switch diversity to uniques one, switch rank by to saber score single game, and then you can have lineups, and then you should be able to build and submit. So this is where our college football FanDuel specifically single game support is at, inching closer to being fully supported here. So team is still working on it and making progress. I'll read that again. What order are the different contests listed in lineups? Is it just random? Why does my lineups always show 150? when I need a much smaller number of lineups for the contests I have entered. Okay, so a couple things here. So first off, there's lineup pool, right? We're just going to start from the top. Lineup pool is how many lineups you are generating, how many lineups you are building. This number is 500 for starter, 5,000 for ultimate. We would always recommend building the most possible lineups your plan allows to give yourself the most optionality. Your best lineup is not built first, and then your second best, and then your third best. Your lineups all get built, and then they get ranked afterwards. So in theory, your last generated lineup could be your best lineup. So you always want to build as many as your plan allows. Second is if you – couple things here. So if you just open up a template or a group with like the add lineup group button, it's just going to show you it doesn't default to having any contests in it. So you have to put your contest in it. So the number of lineups is just going to be generic. Here it's showing 5,000, I think, because my plan allows 5,000. If your plan allows 500, I'm pretty sure it would say 500. So this is like a generic number. Now, if you have a template that says something like create a lineup group for each contest, like this contest, lineup group type contest, create a lineup group for each of my contests, and you just use this, then it would understand how many entries you're playing, and then each contest would get its own group, and the number of entries you have in that contest would be the number you see in lineups. But if you need to change this, you could just click on it, right? Mine says 5,000. Okay, I'm going to change it to 50. This is a changeable number. So that only happens when you use the add lineup group button. If you have a template set up to read your entry file when you upload it from this button over here on the left, then it will know how many lineups you need per contest. All right, next question. Is it possible that Minuniques gets you better lineups than the Diversifier? That has been the case, at least for me, and wanted to understand why that would happen if there's an explanation. Okay, so a couple things here. When you use Uniques, right? Let's get off of this one. Let's go back to baseball. And let's like build 500 lineups. All right, build is almost done. And the sim is running. All right, cool. So we have 20 lineups here, right? If I expand this, see if I can add it. Okay, so the portfolio rank here, and this is the ROI. So you're going to get the highest ROI lineup first, and then what happens is the builder analyzes, well, which lineup in the rest of the pool complements lineup one the best. And here it's saying that the builder would rather play a lineup with a 70% ROI over like many other lineups with a higher percent ROI because this lineup complements lineup one better. So like the top one is 167. There is a 129% ROI lineup, but it's number 11. There is a 125% ROI lineup, but it is number 7. There is a 100% lineup ROI, but it's 17, right? So the ROIs don't go in order with diversity. Okay, this is helping you get more spread out. When you use uniques, and use ROI. When you use uniques, your ROIs are going to be top down. Okay, they're going to be highest to lowest. Now, I could just like look at these lineups and like see how similar they are. Like the top 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 lineups all have Lindor, all have Acosta, all have, most of them have Xavier Edwards. A lot of them have Will Warren. A number of them have Juan Soto. Another of them have Pete Alonso. So it looks like a lot of Mets stacks, right? Mets and maybe Miami here. So very, very concentrated. These lineups are very correlated. So what this means is that, like, when you do good, how do I say this? These lineups, like, if you actually looked at your contest in the standings, they're going to be very, very bunched together, right? They're either going to be all on the right, all in the middle, or all on the left, right? So they're all, because of how many players they share. Diversity is understanding we kind of don't want that. We want lineups that are good, but are more different from each other, right? Diversity is replacing the increasing of the uniques in those steps. So I think in a world where you have an infinite bankroll and you have an unlimited number of slates, you'd probably make more money only playing the highest ROI lineups. But that's often not the case, right? So variance is high in DFS. We want to get spread out. We want to do it in a smart way. And that's what the portfolio diversifier is doing. So if you're using unique, say you're using one unique and you're using ROI, well, when you're right, you're probably going to be really right. And but then also on the flip side, right, when you're wrong, you're going to be really wrong. So you can have very high ROI days using ROI and uniques. Portfolio diversity is going to maybe spread you out across the standings a little more. So you might not have like such a huge day where all your entries are cashing and things like that. So just keep that in mind when it comes to like the differences between using uniques and portfolio diversity. So that would be my one major thing I want to get across as far as the differences between the two. All right, next question. Hi, Andrew. How often should I be late swapping in MLB or NFL/college football, like rerunning the late swap tool if a high-owned player portfolio has a tail outcome? Good question. So for MLB and NFL, we have live data. We have live projections, live sims, live ownership. For college football, we do not. So I think it is less important to late swap in college football because we're not taking into account when someone scores a touchdown and updating projections and then updating the contest sim. We're not pulling in live ownership and understanding, hey, you know, this guy came in 10% less owned. How do we redistribute that to the rest of the slate, right? So that's the big thing there for college football. For NFL, I would definitely be swapping at the afternoon window. So like all the games start around, you know, 1 Eastern. You know, before that second set of afternoon games kicks off, I think that is a very prime opportunity to run a late swap, take into account how all of the early games played out, all the actual ownership, and then re-optimize your lineups for the rest of the slate. For MLB, it depends a little bit more. Me personally, the way I handle this, and like I'll show an example like for the slate that just happened. What I would probably do, or like what I do, is scoreboard watch a little bit. So like, let's say this Boston-Baltimore game gets underway. Well, if it's like the third inning and these other games are starting and it's like very low kind of fantasy point scores, not a lot's happened, I might not swap. I might opt not to. But let's say like Boston puts up like 5 runs in like the first 3 innings, you know, a couple guys homeward maybe. Well, you know, now Boston stacks are looking really good. You probably want to re-optimize your lineups with Boston stacks and kind of without them as well to take into account that like information, right? So sometimes the, like here I would have swapped twice probably, Boston-Baltimore, swap for that game before Arizona started, and then maybe one last swap before Cubs-San Francisco. Sometimes there are smaller windows. It's like 20 minutes, 30 minutes. You kind of got to just like make a call about what you think is best. But usually it's like, the question I ask myself is like, has anything important happened? Have guys gotten large amounts of fantasy points where I think that information can actually be really valuable to where this lineup is going to end up in the standings at the end of the night? Ryan said, hey, Andrew, looks like FanDuel Showdown is up now for CFB. Yes, it is. We talked about it a little bit. We ran a build for it. I did recommend using ROI and SaberScore because the contest sims will not work. So just keep that in mind. But the team is working on getting full support for FanDuel College Football single game. All right. Looks like we are all caught up with questions here. Appreciate you guys tuning in. I will be back next week, a couple days off here. If you guys need anything, post in Discord. Team will be around. Appreciate you all tuning in for the rest of the day. Good luck in your contest, and I will talk to you later. Thanks. Bye.